He understood that Jesus did get a victory on the cross. And we understand through his word here that we have the victory on the cross. Hey, everybody. It's Pastor Rod. We're doing a series on Colossians. We're almost finished. We've got a couple more to go. Hey, this one's all about the victory of Christ over the devil. And it's really important that we get this right. Our theology or our God thinking or world thinking, worldview is that we have the victory in Jesus. So we're going to read here Colossians 2, 13 to 15. When you were dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. We talked about that. It's done. He forgave us our sins. It's done. Having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, it's done. Which stood against us, condemned us, it's done. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. This is the confession of sons and daughters of God, that Christ's grace is enough for my sin and my pain and my past and right standing. Okay, and then we get to verse 15. It says, Jesus disarmed the powers and authorities, and he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. So it's by the cross we're forgiven and we're made alive and all the stuff happens and we're righteous. It's the cross, and it's in the cross that Jesus overpowered all the powers of the devil and his demon powers and the evil stuff. He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Now, these words are almost all past tense as well. He did disarm the devil. He did make a public spectacle through the cross. He did triumph, which is a word we'll come to in a bit. Triumph is a Roman soldier word of absolute victory, triumphing over them by the cross. There's a past tense. There's nothing we can do to add to the work of Christ. There's no use screaming at the devil and trying to call down the devil. He has been disarmed. He has been disarmed by the cross. Now, I know he's still alive because there's evil in the world and there's temptation. I understand that. But our Bible understanding is that we have a victory over the devil through Jesus Christ, our Lord, right? We've got to have a theology. And us living here in Asia, you know, we come across a lot more overt things right before our eyes or ears that makes us wonder about our victory. And we must understand the victory in Christ in Asia and Australia and wherever you are, that there is an absolute victory. You know, Jesus said in Luke 10 with his disciples, they came back excited and they said, Lord, even the devils submit to us in your name. And Jesus said, I saw the devil fall to earth like lightning. Bam. There was a moment where there was an absolute pulling down. And then the cross was the final enemy is death. Is death, because Jesus rose from the dead 3 days after the cross. Now, when the Bible talks about the cross like this, it's like cross resurrection package, right? It's not just dying on the cross, it's dying on the cross and reviving. But I want to talk about this power that we have over the devil. When I became a believer at the age of 19, I came out of darkness, out of occult, weird background. And when I asked Jesus to come into my life, I felt the darkness that had been there for years. I was involved in rubbish, and I was depressed and sad, and it just left. And instantly, God's love and grace and forgiveness came on me. All these scriptures came on me in one moment. My mind wasn't healed at this time, but my heart and soul were healed. I was made whole. This happened in my life, that I was made alive, I was forgiven, the stuff was taken away, and I was given authority over the devil because of the cross of Jesus. And these are all past tenses. It's like we don't have to work for this, but we've got to confess it and believe it and add it to our lives. And I want to speak to people today who are scared of the devil and scared of curses and scared of special places and things, that you have the power over that in Jesus' name. I want to say, after 46 years of walking in Jesus, it's simpler than you think to walk out of devilish stuff. It's simple to walk out of things that are going to hold you down. You know, I used to be involved in a lot of fortune-telling stuff. I just walked out of that thinking, that's so limited. You know, to think you can meet this person on this day and this happened, that's limited, whereas God's will is limitless. Living under the gracious, spacious grace of God, whatever under the no ceiling concept that God has made me alive as a son, if you're a son or a daughter, and I have victory over the devil, life is pretty good. Like, life can be great. And we can tell bad thoughts to start. We can start saying, get lost, no more, that's it. When that condemnation thoughts, no more, because we're confessing this scripture and other scriptures like it, that we're sons, we're daughters, we have the power of God over this stuff. Now, on the cross, Jesus disarmed the powers and authorities, which doesn't mean he destroyed them, like he made them into nothing. He didn't disintegrate them. You know, they weren't crispy critters afterwards. They're still around. They just don't have the same power, the power to hurt and destroy Christians. No more power to take them to hell. No more power. We have temptation, but there's no power that the devil has that we cannot say no to in Jesus' name. And Jesus made a public spectacle of them on the cross. This is pretty interesting because the cross looks like Jesus sort of suffered and died, and looked terrible and gruesome and distressing and disturbing. And to think that Jesus had so much blood and the crown of thorns, blood, and then he died on a terrible cross, and they put a spear in his side, and he was dead. He was dead. It's really important that we know he was dead on the cross, and it looked like a failure. And yet this scripture says, it's called a total victory, triumphing over them by the cross. Now, the word triumph is a special New Testament word, special Greek word. It means when the victorious army comes home to Rome, which in the soldiers were Roman soldiers, they came home, a total victory. The city of Rome put on a one-day spectacle where they brought all the vanquished enemies and all the weapons of the enemies, and they brought them through the streets, and people had, you know, palm branches and whatever branches, and shouting victory, victory, and then maybe the enemy king came in, and then some other generals of the enemy came in, and then finally the Rome's troops came in, and right at the back, I think it's on a white horse, rode the conquering general. That whole day is called a triumph. It's called a triumph. And so when we look at the cross of Jesus, it doesn't look like a triumph. It looks like Jesus was beaten and smashed and wounded and put on the cross and terrible bleeding, and he died. It doesn't look like a triumph. And yet we turn that because of what Jesus did, we have all these things: alive in Christ, forgiven, charges canceled, righteous, and power over the enemy because of the cross. So although it doesn't look like a spectacle to the Romans or to anyone watching, it absolutely was, because Jesus then rose from the dead with power, and no one's ever going to touch Jesus again. No one's ever going to hurt Jesus again. He is absolutely the King of Kings. Gone to heaven is the King of Kings. And when we read in Revelation chapter 1 what Jesus looks like today, he's very scary in terms of his power and authority and glory. The his face, it says, like a sun shining. He's become this incredible victor over all things in heaven. And I believe that. I believe that. And so this day was not a defeat, but it was a triumph. And even Jesus, some of his last words was, it is finished, which is the Greek tetelestai, one word, which means total victory, absolute victory, nothing more to do. It is finished. And it says that the Roman soldier, looking at Jesus, he'd been watching Jesus all day, seeing how he died, called out and said, surely he's the Son of God. It's a pretty amazing moment for the Roman soldier to understand Jesus was declaring triumph, victory. It is finished. And I love that. And 3 days later, he rises from the dead. And by the way, that Roman soldier, in history, not in the Bible, in history has a name. His name is Longinus. And history says, not the Bible, that because of this incredible experience with Christ on the cross and calling out, not long after he left being a soldier, and he actually became a Christian leader, became a believer and a Christian leader, became like a pastor. And I think it's pretty amazing that he understood that Jesus did get a victory on the cross. And we understand through his word here that we have the victory on the cross. So let me pray that we'd have an understanding of our victory in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that we would get it in our hearts and our minds and our soul and our spirit, wherever, that you are the conquering Lord. And the cross was a day of power, a day of triumph, a day of victory. And we take that into our life, Lord. We have that same victory over the devil in Jesus' name, in the power of the cross and the resurrection. I pray for freedom for people who are scared of curses and scared of ghosts and scared of whatever it is. I pray we would be over that in Jesus' name. We would no longer be fearful. We would take on this scripture and we would know that you have made us conquerors with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, I believe it. One last message on Colossians and we're done. So see you next time.
Hi, thank you for joining us today. We hope this episode was interesting and helpful to you. If it was, you can let us know by rating, reviewing, sharing, and commenting on the episode. That'll help us know what you're enjoying and what topics we should focus on in the future. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to get these episodes as soon as they drop every month. And we'll see you in the next episode of The Rodcast.